Reunion at Red Paint Bay by George Harrar, narrated by Richard Waterhouse. 'Tis a pleasant thing from the shore to behold the drowning of another, not because it is a grateful pleasure for anyone to be in misery, but because it is a pleasant thing to see those misfortunes from which you yourself are free. Lucretius. To Linda, my wife and personal editor. Reunion at Red Paint Bay. Chapter 1. Red Paint, population 7,142. Friendliest town in Maine. Simon Howe, editor of the Red Paint Register, drove south toward home into the fading light. Beyond the rusting town sign, as far as one could see into the scrub pine woods, there was no other imprint on the land to suggest what lay ahead. A sign wasn't really necessary. People didn't just happen upon Red Paint. If you took the spur road off the interstate, you probably already lived there and knew where you were going. Simon reached over the gear shift and let his hand fall on the knee of his wife, Amy. She had been quiet for miles, unusual for her, all the way from their dinner at the Bayswater Inn. Maybe she was worrying about their son, home alone for the first time. If there was separation anxiety, he figured it was more on her part than Davy's. A small flash of light in the brush caught his eye as he approached the train tracks. He stopped as if the wooden barrier arms were down and felt the night breeze dampening his face, bringing with it the faintly dank smell of the marshes. Lightning bugs.